Good morning. You're listening to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Bill Greasy, who's the Green Initiative Manager with the Tau Council of North America. Bill, how you doing?
Doing well, Kemp.
Good to talk to you. It's been about a year or so since I've talked to you. I know you're getting ready to pack your bags and head to Orlando next week for coverings, but you guys have had some big news lately. Last week on Floor Daily, we announced that you've come up with this Green Squared ANSI standard for sustainability, right?
Yes, we have.
All right. Give us a little background on that.
Sure. This is something we've been working towards at TCNA and with our ANSI ASC A108 committee for about 2 to 3 years now. And so it's all coming to fruition. We were ready to go towards the close of last year. Companies were working towards getting started, participating, getting their product certified. And as of April 2nd, those certifications became valid, and we're ready to hit the ground running with the program.
Not only have you hit the ground, but I mean, there's actually some companies that have already gotten a lot of their products certified, haven't they?
Yep. We have a handful of companies. Some of those companies have over hundreds of products certified. We are very optimistic about where we're going to go in the next year.
Yeah. All right. So when you start thinking about ceramic tile, most people know it. I mean, it's made of dirt. It's made of natural materials that you pull from the ground, mixed together with, I guess, a little bit of moisture, and then heated up, and it becomes tile. So you're already a little bit ahead of the game compared to other flooring products when it comes to sustainability. Talk a little bit about how you came up with the criteria for achieving this level of certification.
Sure. From day one, when we first started addressing sustainability issues, through our Green Initiative TCNA and also through Green Initiatives among the industry in general, ask 100 different people about why tile is sustainable, you'll probably get 100 different answers, but they'll all be related in one way or another, you know, back to the materials that the products are made out of, on down to, you know, what are the characteristics of the fired product. So we had a lot of stories. The first objective was to organize our message as an industry and, you know, why products are sustainable, and then figure out how to define these in terms of a standard. It's a very standards-oriented industry, so this is no different. Standards were certainly needed so that products could be specified in different sustainable construction projects. And that was probably the number one driver behind this, was that with all of your different green building standards, such as the U.S. Green Building Council's LEED, such as the International Green Construction Code, which is new and in effect, and several others, the Collaborative for High Performance Schools is another one. Our industry really needed a standard, some kind of a tool for architects and specifiers to specify tile into some of these green building projects. So we started looking at what the North American architectural marketplace needed in terms of criteria for our products. And so that's really, you know, what sparked this whole effort. And we looked at a lot of different things and tried to channel them all into one standard, into what we call a multi-attribute sustainability standard, what we ended up with.
And they kind of fit into a few buckets. I mean, you've got the manufacturing process, you've got the raw material extraction, you've got the end of product life management, the corporate governance, and then innovation. That's kind of the big buckets, isn't it?
Correct. Standards divided into five sections, and we try to look at standardizing environmental aspects, or sustainability aspects, I should say, of the products throughout their entire life cycle.
Okay, and you've got 3 third-party companies that have been authorized to certify against these standards. You've got SCS, Scientific Certification Systems. You've got UL involved in this, and also NSF International, right?
Yes, we do. We wanted to make this a true, what's called a Type 1 environmental labeling and declaration program, to where it's truly a third-party process. All the participants are certifying under the same principles, to the same standard with the same interpretations. So very, very organized and truly a third-party process.
Mm-hmm. Now, with this information, the certification, will it be used mostly on the commercial side of the business, or is this also important with residential products?
We think that it'll funnel even on down into the residential market. One of the advantages to this kind of approach is that we have our ANSI standard, which is a true consensus standard, which follows the ANSI process just like any of our other standards we develop in our industry. And so it becomes a very valuable tool for specifiers, especially in the commercial market, but also with the catchy title Green Squared and with a nice, neat, clean logo that's going to accompany certified products, we expect that it will receive a lot of consumer recognition as well.
All right. So when you're talking about being certified and achieving this level of certification, is there a point system that's used? Or, you know, not to get too complicated about the analysis, but how is it that a product or a company is analyzed?
Sure. At this point, we only have one level of conformance. Either you meet the standard or you don't. Mm-hmm. Now, that being said, there are many, many different ways to be in conformance with a standard. And so the approach for conformance that we've taken, we like to compare to, for example, grade school, to where you have a certain number of prerequisites or mandatory courses, or in this case, criteria that have to be met. And then there's a large menu of elective items. The requirement isn't for which specific electives to go after, but that you have to at least achieve a certain number. And so that gives manufacturers flexibility based on the nature of their product, based on the nature of, you know, how the product is intended to be installed. So right now there's just one level of conformance. We felt that we had to start somewhere. We didn't want to start picking arbitrary tiered levels of conformance. We wanted to know exactly where manufacturers stood. And it is very challenging. This is not intended, and to the manufacturers who helped participate in this effort, to their credit, they understood from day one that not all products were going to meet this standard. So it is a challenging standard, but we're not ruling out the possibility of adding in different tiers, sort of a good, better, best approach in the future.
Okay, great. Well, I know this is going to be some of the bigger news at Coverings next week, and I wanted to talk about it prior to the show. It's good to talk to you, Bill. Again, we've been talking to Bill Greasy, who's the Green Initiative Manager with the Tau Council of North America. And you've been listening to Kemphar and 4daily.net.